Tonight on the show, should you rent a goldfish? Did vampires do it? What burgers and leave? I don't know any of the stories we're doing tonight. This is the best show ever. We love you guys. It's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 395 for September 14th, 2017. Hookup Con. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a show that brings you the strangest but truest news on the internet. We reach down into the sewers and snake out news like little clogs of food, fat, poo, and toilet paper. We bleach it, we sanitize it, and then deliver it to you through clean, unclogged pipes connecting us all, the interwebs. Thank you and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Steven, joined as always by the amazing, the incredible, the one and only, the internet superstar, Smashly.
We are 3 seconds into the show and already hentai is in the chat right now.
It didn't take very long, did it? We are definitely hentai. We are not. I was about to say we're hentai people. That's not what we are.
Yes, just like 40 is amateur play.
Yes, but it's like you can do 40. How about 72 hentais? How about 300 hentais? Because hentai is currency for like 14-year-olds.
You like go to Japan and you're like, I would like 4 hentais, please.
Yo, dog, I'll trade you those Pokemon Red cards for 300 hentais. Like, what? I'll buy your Super Nintendo for 200 hentais.
Hold on. While you're hentaiing, I'm adjusting my mic eyeing. Okay.
I'm going to have to just stare down this entire show because if I look up, you can't see my eyes anymore because of the glare on my glasses. By the way,
look up.
Some optometrists can suck a butthole because I'm so mad. Hold on a minute. I got this. Where'd the button go? There it is.
I'm as mad as hell.
That's
you
quiet.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I'm so mad at some optometrists. Like, I have been in to see this guy 4 times, been fitted with contacts 4 times, and I'm still wearing my glasses. You want to know why? Because contacts don't work. That's why. Because I walked in with vision. I walked in with a set of contacts that were old as dirt, but I could see out of them. I let him check my eyes. I haven't been able to see for a month. Every set of contacts he hands me, he's like, these are going to do it. These will fix you. Your cornea is weird. I put them in. I walk out. I'm like, I'm blind. This is great. Or I'll put them in. I'll be like, okay, I guess I'll give them a little bit. Sit down at my computer. I can't read the words on my screen. And as a programmer, that's not something you want. You want to be able to see with your eyes, your special eyes. You want to be able to use them to view the words that are on the screen, and I can't. And I just want to go in there and just be like, I swear, like, just give me the contacts you took for me and they threw in the trash, just give them back. I just want them.
I want my trash contacts back.
Gosh, I'm just going crazy. So that's why I've got these glasses on. It's freaking ridiculous. How are you doing, Ashley?
Well, so Yesh makes a good point. You should just get laser eyes like your wife.
Mm.
And Gaster... Wait, how are you legally blind and then unblind? I mean, I know there's ways to do that. I just think that's fantastic. So Gaster said he was legally blind when he was 9.
He probably did that vision therapy stuff that I was trying to do when I was 9, but gave up on because who wants to sit and flip lenses around on your eyeballs for an hour when you're 9?
You've become got time legally for that. Blind because you're seeing a dipshit optometrist that doesn't care about you.
Yeah, I can't read bullcrap when I take these off right now.
You should go start a picket line at the optometrist office that says, can't read bullcrap.
I can't read bullcrap.
Poor shit.
That's my problem. I don't
see,
know.
Gaster, see, vision. What is vision therapy? Someone explain this to me.
Oh, so this was something that they sent me to when I was 9. So, see, he says vision therapy fixed his eyes. I was too stupid to do it. You go to this office and they give you it's a stick, right? It's a stick with 2 different lenses, one on top or 2 on top, 2 on the bottom, and you flip it over. You would read a paragraph and then you'd flip it over and then you'd read another paragraph and you'd flip it over. And apparently it trains your eyes to focus better. And I guess it's not a giant ball of crap because Gaster Two Souls went through it and is not legally Yay. Blind anymore. Whereas this 9-year-old dummy walked in and just said, "This sucks, this is boring, and I don't want to do it anymore." So that's why I can't see. And my wife has laser eyes.
This is how Steven creates his own flashpoint. He goes back in time to yell at his 9-year-old self to fix his vision, and then like he comes back to the future and everybody's dead.
Yeah, that's my flashpoint.
But bitch can see.
And I'm like, all I really wanted was good eyes. It's like, I can see, but I have no family, friends, and most of the planet is gone. Stupid Barry.
Oh, freaking
Barry
no,
Allen.
Steven!
Smashly.
When are we going to discuss Dragon Con? Because I'm dying.
Did you want to discuss Dragon Con? Is that a thing you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Dragon Con Recap featuring Steven, Ashley, and a host of guests who aren't here, but we're going to talk about them anyway. All right, Smash. It's your turn. You tell me, where do we start out? Where do we start out with this business?
Just as long as I get to tell the Swizzard story at the hotel.
But yeah, you get to tell that, for sure. Do you want to just start from day one?
Oh my god, they all kind of blurb together.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Dragon Con, is you don't really know what day you did what. What we do know, for sure, is that Ashley asked a very important question to multiple celebrities.
Yes!
Appeared on the internet asking said question, which was pretty awesome, and is still on a YouTube somewhere. I'll post it in the chat. Not that I want you to leave us, but, you know, just in case you were curious.
We'll do it later.
Ashley's right. We'll do it later. Too bad it's already in there.
Oh, my God. You totally fooled your wife. You're right. Too bad I already did what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I already did what I was going to do anyway. So Ashley's famous. So Dragon Con, man, it's a yearly gathering of super nerds who want to hang out, cosplay together, and occasionally pick up a chick and go back to a room and do weirdo things with each other.
That's 90% of it, apparently.
I did not know that. I didn't know that till I read the rules, and it was like, this is hookup con. And I was like, what? It's hookup con. Who's hooking up? I've never hooked up with anybody. I don't know.
I mean,
there's
plenty of naked people there.
Yeah, but I didn't realize like that was a thing. Like people go and they're like, "Hey, I'm cosplaying as Scorpion, and you're cosplaying as Sonya Blade. We should hang out together." And then both of them go, "Yes, that's a good idea." Because to me, that's
Scorpion goes, "Get over here."
Oh, you're right. That's get over here.
So
they pick up so many chicks.
Arrow's like, "I'm going with you next time, guys."
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I guess you're a handsome dude walking around with your shirt off, and you got, like, what about
Beer dude? Beer dude at Bounce Party USA.
Okay, so me and Ashley go, we get there Friday, right, when we determine that there is at least one event Friday night that we want to go to. It's a dance party called the 8-Bit Bash. There's going to be 80s, 90s music and whatnot. So me and Ashley think, that's great. Ashley likes to bounce. And you know what? I'll bounce too, because why not? We'll just bounce. And then Dress likes to stand around and stare at people. So that's fine. So we all go down to...
Such a weirdo. So I actually sidled up to... Well, I'll let you do it.
We go down to this dance club and we notice a guy. Frat boy from head to toe. Like, it kind of blows your mind. Like, he's not skinny. He's not awkward looking. He's just a guy. Like, I mean, he's like Nathan Drake looking guy, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I would say he's a Nathan Drake looking guy. And maybe he was cosplaying Nathan Drake and just wasn't in costume. But he was just a dude standing with a beer in the middle of a swarm of people, bobbing his head with his lip poked out. Kind of like this. You know, profile.
We
stare at him. Me and Ashley are both looking at it like, oh my gosh, what's he doing? He's just not even moving, like feet planted firmly on the ground, like glued to the floor. And all
like
these people around him.
Like hardcore head bob, though.
Yeah, and we've got Misty from Pokemon over here, who's actually a dude, dancing like he's never danced before.
So phenomenal.
I was jealous.
That man was lit up. It was amazing. He had right? The- like, nobody can move like he was moving, and he did it for hours.
No, and he had the shorty shorts and the red suspenders and the whole deal and the hair, and he was he was going to town on that dance floor. It was amazing. But yeah, we're watching Mr. Frat Boy 2012 over here just chilling. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he walks off, and Ashley's like, he's so creepy. And we're like, he's so weird just standing in the middle of everyone. until his jam comes on.
Oh my God.
They and hit. Steven, what was that jam?
New Kids on the Block, Hang Tough, or Right New Stuff.
Kid, whatever.
I don't know New Kids on the Block songs, but it was one of those two songs.
You told me it was Hang Tough, so when it came for the chorus, I screamed Hang Tough, and everybody else said Right Stuff.
I don't know. Is there a Hang Tough and a Right Stuff? Maybe somebody should tell me. I have no idea. But dude starts jamming. He's hitting the floor. He's throwing his arms around. He's like singing the words, word for word. I was like, you do it, dude. You just needed your jam. That's all. You were fine. You were just like, I just got to wait for my moment, you know, my moment, and then I'm going to bust it out. And then like every song after that, that was just super obscure, dude was killing it. He was like, burr, burr, burr. I was like, either he got just enough beer by that time, or he had really focused in on some New Kids.
I don't know if it was just like the right moment for him. He was liquored to his maximum. Like he was good liquored.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think that was his song. Steven and I were like, what are the lyrics to this thing? You don't care. Just like everybody got so excited. And I'm like, I have a feeling we're older than some of these people, but why don't we know the words to this song? Oh, because we didn't listen to shit music.
I don't know. We just didn't know. Except for Dance Magic Dance. We knew
that
was
cool.
Yeah, we knew that was amazing.
That made me happy. And I peed on myself because I got really excited. I'm like a small dog.
I don't remember that happening.
That was when I was just like, I'm going to pee my pants. And I ran to the bathroom. I was like legit going to pee my pants because I got really excited. I was bouncing up and down. And I'm like, can't hold the pee. And I ran.
So needless to say, our Dragon Con started off very, very, very well. And what else did we do? Saturday was kind of a... Friday was Sailor Moon Day. We got to see the Sailor Moon people.
Yeah.
Voice actors.
Oh, that was fantastic. Luna was amazing. Like, Steven and Brad know exactly jack shit about Sailor Moon except what like Stephanie and I have gushed about in our fan moments.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, but other than that, they're like, who's Sailor? What's Sailor? What? Oh, Luna's a cat? Oh! That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, when she said, like, I had a child and it was a kitten, and I was like, what? It's the weirdest anime I've ever heard of. But no, it was, it definitely made sense in context. It just, out of frame of knowing what was going on. However, that was one of the most enjoyable panels because I just like voice acting.
So good. They were so, it was really cool to learn about their process because they basically went in and did voice actor karaoke over a show that they knew nothing about. They were given exactly their parts. This is the obviously the English dub version, by the way.
Yes.
They were given their parts. They knew nothing about the entire episode. So, the lady that did the voice for Sailor Moon, she was like, I show up in the booth that someone had farted in, and like all my friends are dying around me, and I'm like legitimately upset. But I'm like, can I please just watch the episode? What is happening right now?
Oh, yeah. Like they basically just watch the cartoon as it is and then just start like talking. They start following the stuff as it goes along the bottom. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it's cool. I didn't know. I feel like that's not the best way to emote properly. So, it was cheesily dubbed. It was my first anime, so I didn't know the difference, but it was cheesily dubbed. But now I feel like I understand so much better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't remember anything else we did on Friday, aside from maybe eat that
Blurs, yeah, the pizza was a mistake.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else we did on Friday. I do remember, so Saturday, or no, Friday.
Arrow is cracking me up. He said, so far Arrow has learned from our discussion of cons, he's like, so learn 80 songs, dress like Tuxedo Mask, go to con. These are the things I've learned.
Yes, and these are things you need to know for con survival. George Lowe, we got to see him live again, and I actually asked him a question, which was really fun, because I asked him, if you're not familiar with George Lowe, Space Ghost Coast to Coast was a show I loved when I was a kid. It was Space Ghost who interviewed celebrities on the show, and Zorak and Moltar and Brack were all cast characters on this show, and they did another show called Cartoon Planet with those characters where they sang songs and did really goofy skits and stuff, and they released a couple albums. So I asked George if there were any songs on the cutting room floor that didn't make the album that he wished would have made the album, and he said they just spitballed every single one of those things and just improv'd them. They would
and
basically,
then he did an improv song.
They would basically just create, they would just put some music down on some kind of track that didn't matter, royalty-free or whatever, and then just do stuff. So he used to scat on that album a lot, like skibbity bop bop zip 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 bop zip zip bop boop bop. And he ended up telling a story about a jazz master or something. I don't even remember. It's kind of all blurred together.
It's a 7-minute video. My arm legitimately got very tired.
It was a long time. He took about 9 minutes to answer my question.
He took forever.
But the answer of the question is no. There are no songs on the cutting room floor that he wished would have made the albums. They're either all there or just they're not or didn't happen.
There was such a juxtaposition between like you asking Uncle George a question versus people asking Michael Rooker a question, because George went into like 30-minute expositions on stuff, and Michael Rooker's like. No.
Yeah, sir. Is there any characters you want to play in the Marvel Universe other than Yondu? No.
No. And then he would just run.
Like, but it was endearing in a sense. Like, the way he did it was funny. It wasn't like just... Apparently John Cusack was amazingly boring.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people just didn't find his panel worth it. But Michael Rooker's was worth it in a sense that he just jumped off the stage with a wireless mic and ran around.
Fun and charismatic and awesome, and I actually got to like talk to him face to face, like freaking face to face. Like, the man does, like, he wears sunglasses the entire tube, so like I make eye contact. I like making eye contact. It makes me feel all alpha. And if you can't make eye contact with a mofo and he's like leering over top of you and you're trying to ask him a question and he looks really confused while you're speaking to him, even though he came up to you. Can zombies climb? I don't know. And then he like walks 30 feet away, looks back at me. He goes, zombies aren't real. I'm like, you asshole, get back here and answer my question.
It was awesome. He did answer your question in his way. But so me and Ashley and Dressed, next story, split ways at one point because I wanted to go watch Justin Robert Young, who I'm a big fan of, do his Other People's Pain podcast, where he has people from the audience come on stage with him and read a story about someone else's horrible incident. And then they joke about it in a really fun way. And I had the most fun of my life because I met Brian Dunaway. If you're not a podcast fan, you might not know, but there's a show called Film Sack and a show called Comics Coast to Coast that's done by Brian Dunaway. He's also the director of the podcasting track. So I sat and talked to him for like 20 minutes, ended up giving him a Two Dork sticker.
Yay!
And I was like, dude, you gotta come on our show. And he was like, yeah, man, email me, hit me up. We'll do something. I was like, okay, hopefully this works out because Brian Brushwood said he would come on and he
three
never did.
Three times. Schwood said three times he would come hang. Schwood owes us donuts. You hear me?
Yeah. But anyway, I thought I kind of hate that. I'm glad that you had fun at the panel you went to, which was.
What did I
do? John Barrowman.
John Barrowman. Oh, my God. Guys, so if you're listening to this, you're probably a little bit dorky. And you've probably seen Doctor Who. And you've probably seen Torchwood. And you've probably seen Arrow. So John Barrowman is Jack Harkness. And he's Malcolm Merlyn in Arrow. And he typically... Like, I don't follow actors. Like, I really enjoy stuff they do. The only person I ever obsessively stalked was, like, Lips. What's her face?
Lips. Angelina Jolie?
Yes, I was in love with her. I thought she was awesome because she was like all gothy when I was all gothy. I'm like, you see it in my soul, whatever. So I don't know anything about this guy. I was just like, oh my God, I want to go see him because this is cool. And so the man is gay, like flamboyantly gay. And I'm like, oh shit. Wow. Like, because he plays this, like, dude, macho badass. And he's, like, such a good bad guy. And, like, he walks out in high heels, in 4-inch high heels, like, gold lame booty pants with a star over his anus that he made sure to bend over and show everybody. And, like, is like this like Wild West cowboy Wonder Woman outfit. It's amazing, like freaking amazing. I was like, I cannot love you anymore. And he was just so happy, and he like sang a song. He's got a fantastic voice, and like he brought his husband out, and his husband was like, please God, get me off the stage, and he smacked his butt and they left. And then like there was a parade of men in kilts that walked over his face as he laid on the floor on the stage. And if the people were wearing underwear, he was super disappointed. If the guys were not wearing underwear, he flung his high-heeled legs up into the air and screamed, woohoo!
Oh my gosh.
So the guys started realizing this, and they just started stripping on stage. And I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
This is how I know I'm not gay. I mean, there's other reasons, but there's definitely the reason is if I thought of seeing a dude's undercarriage like that, I'd be like, no.
It was so, like, so his character, I think his character is bisexual on a... at least Torchwood. But, like, there's lots of actors that play gay or bi or lesbian characters that aren't actually gay or bi or lesbian. And, again, because I didn't follow him.
Yeah, I'm just like, know.
But just to see him come out in high heels, I'm like, what the shit is happening? This is magic. But he had a really good message. Like, there was a trans woman. She was a teacher that came up and asked him. She's like, how can I let my students know that, you know, acceptance is good, and that if they want to be straight, they can be straight. If they want to be gay, they can be gay. You know, she's like, how do I do that? And he stood up on stage. He's like, you don't. He's like, you keep your mouth shut because you have to answer to a board of education. You have to answer the parents. He said, so if you're out there being verbal about it, you're going to get fired and you're not going to be able to help anybody. He said, but you show them. He's like, have your partner come in and hug them, you know, hug them, greet them like you would like any other quote unquote normal person would greet their partner. He's like, show them that it's okay. You know, telling them one in a million is going to get you fired, but show them. Like, it was just such a good message. I'm like, oh, you're like such a good person, and how are you still dancing in high heels? Because I would be dead.
he makes a good point. Like, if they just do what normal people do, like, you don't have to shy away. Just be like, you know, yeah, if Stephanie were to come visit me at work, I would give her a hug, a kiss, whatever. Like,
right.
But not make a thing out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, I'm sure it's harder. I can't speak for them, you know, in any means. But harder to be like, let's be normal. But when you feel like you've got eyes on you, like, judging you, it's much harder to be that way. But it's cool. Like, you're right. It's a good message. And it's coming from somebody who knows, you know, who's been there.
I just thought it was fantastic. I'm like, this is... But, I mean, we seriously laughed. I was crying at one point. I'm like, this is amazing.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you went to that. I would have loved for you to be at the jury show, because I could have seen you being like, I get to talk for extended periods of time on a stage. Yes, please.
Oh, I would have died. Like, hand me a microphone and I'm a happy
Yeah, because they,
girl.
Like, these audience members sat on stage next to Brian and read the thing.
Tishwood?
Yeah, they sat next to Brian. So you could have punched him in the shoulder and everything.
Yeah, I'd have been like, bitch, 3 years ago, on several different occasions, your ass said you were coming on my show.
And then you didn't. I didn't even talk to him this time. I talked to Jury like 3 times. I didn't talk to him at all.
Yeah. Jury's now my favorite, Schwood.
You lose. That's awesome. But man, yeah, aside from that, we did go see Brian's magic show, which was really fun.
Oh my god, that was so great. They had like a little inside joke in it that I wouldn't have got unless Steven told me.
Oh gosh. So yeah. So like a week before, Brian and Justin made up this deal where Justin would play Carson Davis Young, the all set up magician. And so Brian does this amazing show with actual tricks and Mr. Happy Pants and his normal deal. And then Justin, he's like, now introducing Carson Davis Young, the all set up magician. Justin comes out and does this elaborate, like, long and exhaustive trolling of the audience, basically having them hold their hands up, asking somebody where they lived, and then where the town next to that was, and then what hospital was there, and, like, all this stupid stuff. And people are just like, what is going on? And then, like, it never pays off.
Nothing. He just leaves.
Yeah, he has a secret at the end. He brings somebody on stage and tells them, now, is it possible for me to know all of this stuff, all of this stuff, and all of that stuff, and for it to be it written down in that envelope? And people are like, no. And he just goes, now, is it possible? It just does it even louder and more obnoxious. And this girl finally opens the envelope, and it just, she's like, read what is on the paper. And it says, I am Carson Davis Young, the all set up magician. Thank you.
Have a good night. And then he just leaves.
Justin just takes off and then books it out of the room. I was like, oh my gosh. They trolled this entire audience.
There was a lady behind us that was like, he's not very good, is he?
And I'm sitting there the whole time because I listened to Night Attack the week before and was like, holy crap, they're doing it here. I was like, my gosh, there's so many people that don't get the joke. But it was fun, though. We had a good time. All in all, we had a great time. And there's one final story that I'm going to let Ashley tell you.
Yay! Go. Oh, my God. So... Dragon Con is about memories. Like, Dragon Con is fantastic. Dragon Con is about staying up until 2 in the morning and having Steven curled up as, like, a burrito sleeping next to Brad and both of them yelling at you because they're cold and that cold air is shooting up their nose. And it's just, it's about laughing and stupidity. One such incident. So, Brad decided that he wanted to get some awesome, like, Dayglo contacts. So he gets these, like, wicked blue contacts. It makes him look like such a badass. And then he gets a wizard hat. And it's, like, legit expensive, leather-heavy, just well-crafted wizard hat that, like, has a string in it so you can kink it, like, whichever way you want. You can set it up straight. You can kink it.
Gandalf kink it.
Yes!
Pulls it down into an angle.
Yeah, like a little, like the...
Like a wizard hat.
Like a wizard hat, yeah. So, you know, we made jokes about him being a wizard. He had worn it the second half of that day. And so we ended up going to Ted's. He's wearing his wizard hat and his contacts. And he feels comfortable because he's still around, you know, his people. So we ended up having this conversation. What I think it was one of the
We were talking about if we were to do the show live.
Yes.
So in Justin Robert Young's show, they had a story about a sexual activity that I was unfamiliar with and learned about. So I mentioned it, the description of what it was, and Brad just immediately hits us with the term. And I was like, well, holy crap, you just know stuff. Like, that's crazy. And then we got talking about doing a live show. If we were able to do one at Dragon Con, he could just sit at the corner. And if we had a sex question that we didn't have the answer to or some sort of activity, he could sit at the corner and just be the sex wizard.
Yeah, Steven was like, you're like some kind of sex wizard. And it was so funny. We started dying. So we ended up calling him sex wizard, like, for the next 2 hours. So... like, we finally, like, make it to our room because we were on the 60-some-odd floor and we were so tired because it was Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was Sunday. We were going to go home the next day.
Yeah, so we're just so tired, but we're just high on, like, such a good day. And so Brad decides he needs ice. So Steven and I are, like, halfway. Like, we hadn't gotten ready for bed quite yet.
We were still packing.
Yeah, that's what it was. We were packing up. So Brad runs out in the hallway with his contacts in, with his sex wizard, his quote-unquote swizzard hat. Because that's what we've been calling him for, like, the last 2 weeks, this wizard. His little swizzard hat on. And he runs out in the hallway. And so he's coming back into the room. And Steven and I were, like, chit-chatting. We heard a guy, like, out in the hallway. And he just sounded like this jocked out. Because at the same time, there was the Chick-fil-A bowl going on. Like, yeah. They always do that at the same time. So you have football and nerds in the same city. And so, obviously, this was, like, a little football dude, and he walks past Brad, and you could just hear the, like, the derision and the condescension just dripping out of this guy's voice, and I could just see him looking at Brad, and he's like, huh, nice hat, nice sorting hat, dude.
That's pretty good. That's good enough. Yeah.
Okay. So, I was tired, and I'm like... that's not an MFing sorting hat. That's an MFing sex wizard hat. So I just screamed while I was in the room. I'm like, that's not a sorting hat. He's a sex wizard. So all this guy hears is like a chick in the room screaming, he's a sex wizard. And I'm going to curse, so forgive me. Yeah, no shocking. So this guy immediately changes his tone of voice and he goes, fuck yeah, dude. He immediately went from, wow, this is a nerd, to, oh my God, there's a woman in his room that called him a sex wizard. Like, just, but like, so excited for Brad. Like, he knew Brad was getting laid tonight. He's like, good on you, buddy.
Then he hears this awesome baritone male laugh come out of the room at the same time.
Steven dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Fell
like,
to the
Steven
floor.
Just fell. And like, I haven't laugh cried in a while. There were tears. And the next thing I know, like, Brad walks up by me and just like kicks me across the floor. He's like, that was embarrassing.
That was
like,
awesome.
This dude was hyped. Like, he was so excited for Brad being the sex lizard.
He was pumped. He was pumped. That was amazing. Like, we took home, like, overall, like Ashley said, Dragon Con is about memories. It's about fun. It's about meeting people. A few people which we've met, Kelly Lynn Colby wrote this book right here. We met her and her husband outside of Ted's.
Oh, yeah. She emailed me back.
Yeah, her husband is actually in the stream Tuesday night for Diablo. He was talking to us and chit-chatting with us.
That's so amazing! I didn't know that!
Yeah, so if you're interested in fantasy that young adult readers will love, you can check out Tarvin's True Heir at, I think she's just kellylynnColby.com. You can learn about it.
Oh, that's
smart. There's a couple bonus chapters for Tarvin's True Heir at the URL, which we'll post it later. Yeah,
yeah,
but
we'll
you can
post
it
all in the show notes.
And it's coming out September 30th. But she was cool. She was super nice. We met a dude named Gotti, if Gotti is ever listening, for Flatline
Hi,
Forge.
Gotti.
He makes blades. He's a blade maker. He makes knives.
He was a young kid, too. Like, he was early 20s.
He got to spend a whole bunch of time at one of the craft tracks because he was just like, there were like three people in the entire track for that show. He was talking to a master bladesmith. So this dude got to sit and have like an hour-long private conversation, like him and two other guys, with a bladesmith to help learn stuff about his craft.
That's so cool.
Super cool. So we met those people. We met Scott and Stephanie. They were super cool. We hung out with them for quite a while. They were really fun.
Oh, I was like, wait, who is it? Those were the fun people. Like, she was really pretty and they were married.
Yeah. I think, were they married or weren't married yet?
Wait, which, so there was a couple that was married and I was making fun of them because she hit on him and then it took him 2 years to come around.
Yeah, they were married. That was Scott and Stephanie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They were super cool, though. You meet people at Dragon Con, so if you ever get to go, just talk to people. You'll be shocked at how many people you talk to in the elevator that exceed the amount of people you talk to at work every day. It's because you're just all there in this united front as a bunch of nerds, and you're just, you know, everyone wants to talk to you or wants to talk to somebody.
Like, we'll get your humor, if not the joke that you're making, or if not the reference, like, they'll get it and be curious about, oh, I've never seen that episode, or I've never seen that show, and or I just couldn't get into it, and you know, like, it spawns conversation.
They'll get you, and man, biggest thing, one of the biggest things, we got to meet Ben, aka Vash, who came up
so
to see
amazing.
Us, hang out with us, go to the con with us, bought us some beers at the Westin.
That was amazing.
Spinny bar that doesn't spin anymore. Dude was amazing. Dude was an incredible gentleman. Showed me some cool stuff. Actually gave Stephanie a Smash Brothers link so she could get Epona in Breath of the Wild. Like, he didn't have to do any of those things. Just top notch human being. So
he like bought a ticket to hang out with us for 2 hours.
Yeah. So thank you, Vash, for swinging up to Atlanta to hang with us. Anytime we're at a con, like, those are experiences we love to have, is meeting you guys. So if we ever go and you're over there, it's not
come hang
like,
out.
Come see
Arrow,
us.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, like, it's not a thing. You just come hang out with us, and that's what we do. Super
fun. You don't have to buy us drinks. Vash was just
no, really Vash was just really nice. And now
Lil didn't buy his shit. We had equal amounts of fun.
Yeah, we loved it when Lil Will came too, and we didn't have to buy things. We just hung out. He did have our shirt on though, so we were like, yeah.
I know, that was awesome.
A+. So, Dragon Con. And now the news.
Oh, yeah.
Factoid of the week. Lieutenant Colonel Mad Jack Churchill was a British soldier in World War II known to have killed an enemy soldier with a longbow. Mad Jack insisted on going into battle armed with both a medieval bow and a claymore sword. Dude, I wish I was as cool as Mad Jack Churchill.
Can we make up fun nicknames? Like, what can we call you? We could call you, you've got all your
Slippery
limbs.
Slippery Steve.
Slippery Steve. That doesn't even make sense.
It's alliteration. It's all that really matters.
But you need to like be like one arm Bill or, you know,
Cutthroat
Matt.
Steven.
What did you say? Deep Throat Steven?
No, cutthroat. Cutthroat. Not that other one's wrong. That's not what I am. Cutthroat.
I feel like so. I feel like, what could we do? I can't, like,
I don't know.
It's too nice to be a cutthroat Steven.
I know. You know what? All the villains have, like, crazy awesome nicknames. I don't get one. Like, nice people
what's
don't.
What's a puppet? Like a
I'm
puppet.
A shine.
Like voice throwing Steven. We should probably just read the shit.
I don't know what your name is, but it's probably dumb. That's what I think. Devinder says.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for Devinder.
Okay, I am ready for it.
Oh my god, this is.
I'm sorry, video audio listeners, but there's a T-Rex who needs to say something.
So when you lawfully good shine McFly?
Yeah, he's not lawfully good. I've seen him in other places that you haven't. More like neutrally stupid. Now, Devinder, it's not nice. You're usually nicer than this. Yes.
So, when you think of yourself, like when you're having thoughts about yourself in your head, what do you call yourself?
What does Devinder call himself? Devinder calls himself Devinder because this is name.
Oh my god.
What do you think I'd call myself? What do you call yourself? Butts. That's what,
like,
you call yourself, Boots.
I had to write my name today for something because I was filling out a form, and I'm like, that just sounds so weird. Because Stephanie calls me Talky, you call me Smashy. A lot of people online call me Smashy. People call me Fate. Like, I don't, like, nobody really says Ashley unless they're pissed off at me.
I've heard your mother say it.
Yeah, she's really pissed off at me. Like, it's probably a chastisement.
I don't know. I call myself in my head.
You call yourself yourself? Like, you don't think of yourself like...
I don't know. I don't have, like, I'm not like Aragorn, son of Bartholomew, savior of the world. I don't do that.
The Vindo Viper.
The Vindo Viper. Devinder Viper. Oh, that's awesome. You want to do some news?
Think probably about
your name for yourself. Jess makes a point. You don't do mental conversations with yourself in the third person.
I have conversations with myself. I am a being of light and love.
Right. Lonely? Rent a goldfish. A Belgian hotel lets lonely guests rent goldfish for company for €3.50 a night. I don't know what is it, a euro cent? €3.50. Like most brilliant ideas, this one came about over beers. A goldfish rental service for lonely hotel guests. Incredibly, the booze-infused concept quickly became a reality and has since turned Hotel Charleroi Airport. Turned Hartot, an otherwise ordinary inn near Charleroi, Belgium, into an unlikely internet sensation. Social media posts of the goldfish, which can be rented for €3.50, because I don't know how to say that.
Three?
I should just say €3.
It's €3.50.
€3.50 per night now occupy one of the weirder corners of the web and have proven particularly popular with business travelers. They like to go back to the office with an expenses claim for goldfish rentals, said David Dillon, the hotel manager, who decided to buy the fish while he was propping up the bar at the family-run hotel. I was having a beer with my cousin, and we saw some people willing to check in, he told Telegraph Travel. The queue was quite long, so I decided to go out and buy some fish. The fish were initially... Why? I don't even understand that logic.
I'm going to go buy a fish because I'm bored, said no one ever.
Yeah, the fish were initially intended to keep guests entertained while they waited to check in, but the critters became so popular that the hotel started renting them to lonely lodgers. The fish spend most of their time swimming around in a bowl at reception, but when guests need some companionship, they're sent to receptacles in their appointed room. The hotel has taken some flack from critics who have questioned the size of the goldfish ball and the ethics of renting the creatures to guests. But Dylan claims they are regularly transferred to a big fish tank in housekeeping department where they have access to shelter and plants. Oh my gosh. Protect the fish. Good lord. These are things that most kids buy as their first pet and we end up flushing down the toilet and we have people going, what? The conditions for the... It's like the fish OSHA. Like they're coming around, they're just like, your bowl is too small and the decibels of the air conditioning unit are too loud for the fish.
So
we eat them.
What happened? happened to like renting a hooker if you were lonely?
Oh, I got a story about that.
What?
So it's what? Really
how?
No, it's just really funny. So I went to San Francisco.
Oh, this is not getting better.
No, no, it's fine. I went to San Francisco and I had breakfast at the hotel breakfast deal. And they put the charge on my room. The breakfast place was called Mission Grill. When it shows up on my receipt, it says MSSNGRL.
Mission Girl.
Right. So I look at it and I'm like, huh, that could be a porn movie. That could be a prostitute rental from the hotel. Or it could be breakfast. Because the thing is, here's the thing. The breakfast was $32. For
holy shit, what did you order?
I didn't order anything. It was a breakfast buffet. The cold breakfast, which was bagels and a banana, was $26. The hot breakfast was $32. And I'm like, this is stupid. But I was already in there. And they'd already set me up, and they didn't tell me the price till the end. And I was like, oh, okay, good thing work's paying for that. So I was like, this is weird. So my boss goes, hey, what's MSSNGRL? I was like, it's the breakfast I told you about. It's the $32 breakfast. It's not a porn named Missing Girl or Mission Girl or any other girl thing.
Mission position girl, right?
Right? I was like, why would they make the receipt say that? It's so easy to misconstrue. McFly said he went to a steakhouse called Strip House and purchasing audited him for that. Because they thought he went to a strip club.
He ordered hookers and eggs via dressed. Mission girl would be a boring prostitute. I don't know, what if you're Amish?
Oh, yeah, if you're Amish, you're probably not ordering a prostitute. But if you're going to order one, she's going to do things as the Lord intended.
We're going to,
Small town news. Right when you were yawning. Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Oh, what?
That you yawned right when it ended and you were supposed to say words.
I mean, a yawn is a word. It's just...
I wonder if audio yawns work. If I do that into the microphone, do people yawn? Is it contagious?
I don't... Woman threatens hotel employees and police blames vampires for destroying her room.
Oh, no.
A woman is facing multiple charges after police say she's... Don't spit on people! What are you, 12? After she spit on and threatened hotel employees
Oh my gosh, she's... Dagnabbit autoplay video.
While half naked and then blame vampires destroying her room. That's the funniest sentence I've ever read. Court documents... Blah, 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 blah. They were, okay. An employee at the hotel told police it all started when Lisa Stout walked into the hotel bar completely nude from the waist down, shirts, no pants, and asked for a Coke. When the bartender said she was missing pants, she spit on the employee's arm and threatened to kill them with guns when she was told she had to leave. Garlic guns. When deputies arrived at the hotel, they found Stout's room torn apart with a table on its side, two broken lamps, the phone cord cut, and a TV lying on the floor. Police also found a bottle of alcohol on the bathroom floor. How big was this bottle?
It's probably big considering how out of it she was.
Was this a family share size bottle of Stolichnaya or... Stout told police that vampires had broken into her room and destroyed everything and that she had nothing to do with the damage. This is amazing. When the deputies tried to arrest her, she became combative, threatening to kill them and yelling, "I am effing going to slice your GD throat. Let me up or I will kill you." She also spit on the deputies as they were placing her into the back of the cruiser. She now faces... a myriad of charges, including criminal mischief, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, trying to be Buffy when she's obviously not.
You have to read it like Sally Struthers from 1993. You can get a degree in criminal mischief, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, computer TV VCR repair, resisting law enforcement, and more.
This is amazing. Oh my god. Oh, I didn't understand what you were doing until he started to... Arrow's like, wait, was that my mom?
Wait, mom? I just can't imagine. Can you imagine sitting there at the hotel and it's like, there's a naked lady just standing there and she's like, can I have a Coke? Because that's how I imagine she sounds. You got a Coke. I'm going to slice your throat open and I'll kill you. That's what I imagine she sounded like.
You sounded like Carl's late girlfriend.
I'll kill you. I'm a vampire.
No, she's not a vampire. Vampires are the ones who destroyed her room.
Oh, they did it. Right.
Yeah.
This is, did this occur? Vampires. Is this a Florida thing? Do we know? Because it feels like it should be a Florida thing.
Probably.
Let's see. The Indy Channel. I don't know. Newcastle, Indiana. Oh, must be outside of Fishers.
Fishers!
It's right near Fishers.
If we ever, like, start a business, we need to incorporate it in Fishers, Indiana.
You know, a bunch of businesses are... So maybe somebody can explain this to me offline, but why are all the businesses incorporated in Delaware?
Because of tax, yeah, it's all tax breaks all the time.
So, like, do you just get a P.O. box in Delaware and you're like, I'm a
you
business?
You have to have a brick and mortar and you have to be able to, quote unquote, prove that your intellectual thought bubble stems from there. We actually had a law class on it. It was fascinating.
Really? Because we're a Delaware corporation, but we're definitely headquartered here.
Yep, you have to have a brick and mortar and you have to, like, just, there has to be a manned crew there.
So
like Delaware would be such a shit state because with all these like little like bathroom box rooms that like have a dude sitting there going, I'm alive. Why don't I get skittled?
Do they have enclaves in Delaware where they're just like office space rentals and they're just like, here's a 10x10 room for you,
yeah.
Facebook. Here's a 10x10 room for you, Google. Even though we know you're way over there. We're just going to say that you are the guy that knows everything and your office is here.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, you have to say your nucleus is located there.
That's some bull crap because we all know that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, Delaware knows.
Why is Facebook still a thing? Like, why do people still use Facebook groups? I hate Facebook. Nobody under a certain age uses Facebook groups. And I see all these people that, like... My and older, and I'm like, stop using Facebook. It's such a pile of shit. Use a different freaking group. Like, you're missing massive swaths of, like, age groups.
I don't
and
know.
And me!
Yeah, you're not there, which is most of the problem. Like, if we were to really be serious. We have a Facebook page, but I just don't go there very often. But we don't have anywhere else for our community to gather except for the Discord and this chat when we're live. So
nobody gathers in Facebook, let's be honest.
No, nobody does. And there's a few communities out there, but like I almost would much rather just go to some other website where the community is than go to Facebook. Because it's weird because I don't like making people be on Facebook to be a part of a group. That feels wrong.
Yeah.
But there are an awful lot of eyes over there.
Yeah. Join the social thing. You're like, get all your information on Facebook. I'm like, just... die.
Yeah, I don't want to go to your fan page.
I don't want... Facebook is a pile of shit.
Yeah, it's not good. I started going there a little bit more because I was getting notifications and I started posting Instagram stuff there. So yeah. When I do the Instagrams and then the stuff goes there, because one of the guys I talked to yesterday was like, you're really just Mr. Social Media now. And I was like, what? Really? Have I been doing social media? Oh, Instagram goes there. Yeah, I guess. I like... when people comment on my stuff. Like, otherwise, I'm just doing the things I've always done, which is a podcast on Thursday and a Diablo on Tuesday. And Instagram is in between.
And
then, of
and
course,
Anchor.
Yeah, and Anchor. Oh my gosh, you guys. Anchor.fm/2dorks. You need to be
Anchor's fun.
You need to be listening to that.
Where is Subject, by the way?
Yeah, where is Sub? He's usually in the chat.
Hold on.
Somebody kidnapped Sub?
I'm going to take this time during my show to Snapchat
to find
somebody that we met on this show.
Google did really flub Google Plus. Like, that could have been cool, but they made everybody get it if you had a Google account, and then no one was there. So there's all these other social networks like, we're the new social network. And it's like, no, you're not. Facebook's still, it's like trying to say, oh, there's an MMO other than WoW. Yeah, no, not really.
I think the thing is, like, most kids use Musical.ly and Instagram and Snapchat because their mindset isn't like ours. Like, they don't sit and troll, like, lurk. They're not huge lurkers. Like, they're really interactive with people. So they'll do, like, live videos and everybody will sit and chit-chat or, you know, they'll keep up there. So it's not, like, we would think we want a group of people to gather because that's how we were raised on the internet. And they're completely different. Like, they're more...
They're
more one-on-one
like just,
interactions.
I don't understand kids today. I don't know what their deal is. I don't understand what they do, how they do it. I guess I don't care. I'm not gonna understand them. I just know how we do it, and I'm always doing it this way. And I don't need to attract 12-year-olds. I don't know. I'm here.
There's a 12-year-old that texted me and said she missed me and asked if she could come over Sunday. So I'm having a 12-year-old over Sunday. And I'm like, I'm 4.
Well, that age range is about right. You're probably more of a 14 at this point, but you know, you're still a child. It's okay. I saw you bouncing at the 8-bit bash. You're 3. It's better left untold. Swiss offer insect burgers of mealworm larvae. That's where I screwed up in the intro because that was really hard for me to figure out what I was supposed to say there. Like, could you imagine going through that quickly? And I'm like, and mealworms.
Swiss offer insect burgers of mealworm larvae. That's like a bunch of S's and a bunch of L's together.
It's really gross. Swallow deeply, pinch the nose, and repeat the mantra, tastes like beef, tastes like beef. No, it doesn't. Then bite into the burger of rice, chopped vegetables, spices, and mealworm larvae. The Swiss supermarket chain Coop, which is what we call a chicken house, is to a bit of domestic hoopla. Swiss to a bit. I don't think that sentence makes sense. They've begun selling burgers and balls made from insects. Burgers and balls.
Oh my god, this is amazing. I don't understand what's happening.
I think I want to own a restaurant that sells hamburgers and meatballs, and I'll call it Burgers and Balls. Or we can sell beer too, then we can call it BB&B.
Beer, burgers, and balls.
Beer, burgers, and balls. It's being billed as a legal first in Europe, a continent more accustomed to steak, sausage, poultry, and fish as a source of protein. The goal is to convince leery consumers to try a nutritious, if unusual, food that preserves the planet's resources. Bleh. About one-third of the burger is mealworm larvae. That's too many thirds.
That's way too many thirds. Ow, math.
A burger weighing 100 grams has about 10 grams of protein in it, about the same amount found in a child-sized beef burger. The chain says it has a policy of not releasing sales numbers, but spokeswoman Andrea Bergman said the insect burgers and balls have been very successful from day one and have been sold out quickly everywhere. The insect burgers, like the meat variety, can be accompanied by buns, tomatoes, and lettuce. The burger itself has little white specks of rice inside with traces of carrot, paprika, chili powder, and pepper. The insect balls, a mixture of mealworms with cilantro, onions, and chickpeas, seems to fit best in pita bread, perhaps with a spoonful of yogurt. Gross. Gross. I'm going to throw up right now. This is the worst thing ever.
I know that mealworms are, they're eaten at a lot of places. Apparently, they're, like, fantastic protein. I feel like if I was going to eat anything bug-related, I could do a mealworm. Because there's no, like, crunchy carapace.
No. That's... No.
Oh, let me... I can't... Wait, are they...
No.
I mean, they have meal in their name.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them a meal. TV dinner meal doesn't mean that's nutritious good for you.
They have legs.
Oh, no.
Ooh, they have legs.
No, don't eat anything with legs.
Like, they've got, like, the front legs. Oh, they've got the little faces. Okay, so if I cut...
All right, I'm Googling it.
If I cut off from, like, the last leg, and I just ate, like, the butt half, like, the non-kosher...
Oh, I'm
going to
vomit. That's awful. All right, y'all get
ready. If I was dying, my ass would be eating. So if you gave me a mealworm or a cricket and said... Pick one. I'm going to eat the mealworm because cricket doesn't have food in its name. and dressed ate a giant grub in Peru. What are you, Simba?
Oh, look at this. This person's eating a mealworm. A mealworm bagel bite. This looks like a... It's when mealworms on a bagel, you can eat mealworms anytime.
So, actually...
Gross.
Dressed made a point. So, the life cycle of a mealworm starts out with eggs, and then you got the mini worms. So, I think I could do a mini worm. And then there's a molted worm, which is, like, disgusting. There's large worms. There's a pupa, a young beetle, a beetle. And, oh, my God. Like, that's what those are? How does that become that? That's fascinating.
What? Are you serious? Mealworms become young beetles and then beetles?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't know a mealworm was a beetle.
Ew. So it's like baby, like, it's beetle sperm.
Oh, this is gross. Flies start out as maggots, right?
Ooh, yeah, but maggots are so disgusting.
I can really hear Dress just talking about this right now in his Dress monotone. They're called Siri.
When you guys were trying to explain Tesla shit to me on the way back home, it was amazing. Like, this is the best thing. So if you imagined that a mealworm was like a sesame stick, and didn't have a face. Oh my God, there's a close-up of his face, and I'm going to vomit. Okay,
terrible.
Pre-face mealworm, I could do it. Sometimes they would burrow and not get eaten. Dressed, stop eating things that is running away from you. Carrots don't run. They just get in your mouth.
Yeah, you just put the carrot in there. It's delicious. I got confused. I thought we didn't have a WTF and we had a really long mailbag, but I think it was just a bad copy-paste. I was like, wow, we got a mailbag that's huge. Oh, wait. Wrong story. You want to do some WTF?
Yeah.
I don't know how that one thing wasn't WTF.
Neither
but,
do I.
And if you're an audio listener, just be glad you didn't see that video. Blech.
Oh, there's a video?
No. Our video of the pictures of the mealworms.
Oh, because you were showing pictures and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't eat larva.
No, this is great. I'm so glad you got this story and I didn't.
Oh, damn it, Jacob.
He does this on purpose. Because this, he could have flip-flopped those stories and it would have been just fine.
Uh-huh. There are subjects that one should avoid while eating. This is one of them, i.e. don't give this story to Ashley. You suck. Crews in London are working. Are they still after this freaking fatberg?
Apparently. This is actually a big problem in sewers all over the place.
Crews in London. Don't flush your coconut oil. Don't spit it down the drain. Don't put your bacon fat in the sink. Stick it in the trash can. Put it, like, stop.
I think this is what was stuck inside my pipes.
A fatberg?
Yeah.
Ew. Why?
I mean, I don't know that for sure. I think it was more made of pasta.
He said it was, yeah, it was orzo. You had orzo pipes. Crews in London are working to unblock a section of the city's sewer system. The culprit, a stomach-churning 130-ton mass of sanitary products and cooking fats.
Oh my gosh. This is a dirty job. Somebody call Micro.
I can't just get a hair dryer in there and melt the shit. Like
flamethrower. Burn it out.
How does like 130 tons fit in a sewer? That's insane.
I mean, it's
gotta
be like a really long turd of a fat bird.
That is pretty
stuck apropos. In those pipes. Like to scale. It's pretty intense.
Yuck. Okay. So, in a weekend statement, Thames Water announced the fatberg's existence. According to the private utility company, the rock solid blockage had formed under the city's Whitechapel neighborhood, weighing roughly the same as 11 double-decker buses. The fatberg is one of the largest to form in the London sewer system. This is nuts. Wet wipes are the problem. Your stupid wet wipes.
They are. If you looked at the studies on the flushable wipes, none of them are flushable.
Okay,
none
so throw it
flushable.
Like...
I'm not saying don't use wet wipes.
Sanitize your anus and then throw it in the trash can. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. Like, it'll encourage people to take their trash out.
I'm not saying wet wipes are bad, because every doctor who works on a butt will tell you that dry toilet paper is the worst thing you can do for yourself. But the wet wipes. Every plumber that works on a pipe will also tell you that wet wipes are the worst thing to happen. Between garbage disposal and wet wipes, they hate everybody.
Okay, well, how about this? I will just get the non-flushable wipes, sanitize my rear end, and throw it away like I'm in Cancun.
Yeah, because that's what you do in every other country in the world that doesn't have huge pipes. You wrap it in another piece of toilet paper, you put
She's
it in the trash.
She's not huge!
I remember when I went to the Dominican Republic and they were like, don't flush your toilet paper.
Oh my god, that was so
bad.
You
have
bad.
To wrap like, your poop not- toilet paper in a, another piece of toilet paper and just put it in the trash can. And you're like,
ew.
What? I'm
and you
from
can't
America.
Do it and you forget.
I flush clean water all the time. I poop in clean water and then I flush it. I don't even care. Water comes from everywhere. I got all the water I ever needed. I pee in it. I'm like, look at this clean water that you could drink if you wanted to. I'm going to pee in it. I'm going to flush it down the toilet and it's gone. I just get more.
Oh my God,
my magic refilling tank of clean water that I'm going to poop in. Third world countries everywhere are like, wait a minute, you got a self-refilling clean water tank and you poop in it? What is wrong with you? While like Slumdog in India is just pooping off the back porch because his clean water is important to him. He's just like, oh yeah, no problem. I just squat down here in the middle of the street and just drop it right there.
Oh my God, I've never thought about that. Like, we...
What is wrong
what?
With us? Yeah.
Why? I blame England because they started it.
Yeah, I mean, we should be pooping in a pot and chucking it out the window like our forefathers.
Oh my God. Ow. Okay, so this is gross, Jacob.
I think you're on the quote from Matt Rimmer.
No, his name is Rimmer, and he works in a toilet.
You have to read it in a British accent because they're from London.
It is a total monster and taking a lot of man-powered machinery to remove it as it's set hard.
That was good. I mean, I don't know because I'm not British, but it sounds good to me.
It sounds British enough. Said Matt Rimmer, head of Waste Networks for the Thames Water. The Thames statement said an 8-person crew is working 7 days a week to clear the blockage greasy chunk by chunk.
Chunk
equipped
by
with
chunk.
A hive of sob. Gross. Equipped with high power hoses, the workers are breaking up the fatberg, then transporting its remnants off-site for recycling. Thames Water says the team is progressing at a rate of 20 to 30 tons a day. So nasty. Rimmer compared removing it to breaking up concrete. Holy, well, I mean, you see how like hard coconut oil like sets after it's melted and gotten hard again? Like,
yeah, it's pretty
so
gnarly.
Coconut oil and tampons. For context, the BBC helpfully notes that the fatberg weighs almost as much as a blue whale. In terms of length, it's twice the size of the pitch or field of play at London's Wembley Stadium.
To which all the Americans are going, what? I don't know what this means, cricket.
No, it's not cricket. It's,
what's a pitch? They have another game?
Wembley is,
Oh, Wembley's tennis?
Soccer tennis,
badminton?
Yes. There we go. Isn't it?
I don't know.
You look it up. I'm going to read.
What's Wembley
Blockages
Stadium?
Blockages caused by wet wipes and cooking fat occur at a rate of roughly 8 a week. And Thames Water said it spends about £1 million or just over £1.3 million a month.
Oh, it's soccer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what I said.
Football.
Baseball. It's also worth noting that there's a Bennett Don't Block It campaign to discourage flushing the types of waste that form in fatbergs. Super gross.
Yeah, we have those. We have that campaign going on here because when they were investigating the sinkhole out in front of my office, they had a sewer people, you know, come check out things, and they were like, don't use your garbage disposal, like plastered on the side of the truck, like garbage disposal bad, flushable wipes. Bad. Oil. Bad. Don't do these things. Because the plumber told me, he said, all it takes, he said, your water can only force so much actual matter through the pipes. And at some point, like if it loses its momentum or the water kind of trails off, that stuff will sit because it can only push it so far. And then it'll sit. And then all it takes is the next thing to come along and get hooked onto it. And then the next thing. And then the next thing. And before you know it, your downstairs toilet's flooding in your kitchen. And you're like, what in the world's going on? And you're down there with your brother-in-law, snaking a massive pipe covered in poop. So you
yeah,
gotta,
that was
Gotta be careful.
It's bath water, Ashley. It's fine.
That was totally soapy water. Well, that was totally fine. That was fine. But I enjoyed the gasp from both of you when I slightly spilled it getting out of the crawl space.
That oh my God, Sophie and I were not okay.
You guys
were
like,
you like emerged from the sub-dweller basement with like this bucket of stuff that we are like questionable contents, and you sploosh it all over us when you set it down really hard. We're like, we're in Birkenstocks. What is the matter with you?
Throw this away, bitches.
He came out unprepared.
I showed up to give Stephanie emotional support. Like, you and Jacob were meant to do the actual, like,
I know, I just got so tired of running all the way across the yard to chuck the dirty water behind the shed. I was just exhausted. I needed the help. Thank you guys so much for coming out and hanging out with us tonight on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. It's the best. If you want more of stuff from me and Smash, like if you just can't get enough of us talking at you for hours, anchor.fm/2dorks.
Oh my God, please come out and hang out on Anchor. It's really cool because you can make like chats and I get so excited. I want people to chat with me and like you can like do clappy things and like when you say certain things, these fun little emojis fall down from the thing and it's so much fun. Please come hang out with me on Anchor because I say things.
Anchor is available on iOS and Android. You just search 2dorks. You favorite our station, and every day you can listen in on the things we have to say, whether it's news, Ashley's rambles, book time, all this stuff that we want to talk about is going up there. We're trying to do something daily. So go there, favorite the station. And the podcast, I think, is going to go up there, too. I'm trying to decide, should we put the podcast up there? I don't know. We'll worry about that.
Put the podcast up there.
Put the podcast up there. But so we really love that platform. And you can call in really simply straight from your phone. You just hit the call-in button when you're listening to the show, and you record your voice, and we get it. That's awesome. So it's another way for you to talk to us. Send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. I love getting your emails. They're my favorite thing in the world. Want to hear more from you? Call us, leave us a voicemail on HNH Live, Skype, or call in on Anchor. We will get all of those things, and we will play them on the show or on the Anchor station or both if it's relevant. Download our show on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast or every single podcasting app ever. You know where to get it. Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, who did we tell about the podcast app? The fun people we met in line for
Overcast.
Night Attack.
Oh.
Is that it?
Oh.
No, those were different people.
No, those
remember.
Were the same people we met. What was his name? Oh, I can't remember their names.
We met bunches of different
people. He was covered in blood, and we didn't even really care because we were at Dragon
Con. He was
Con.
Like a Dexter. Yeah, because Tress was like, the guy behind me literally shit his pants. And we're like, oh, haha, you're so funny. He goes, no, he literally shit his pants, guys.
He was a little drunk. but we met some cool people. Dude, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I forgot your names. I forgot to mention you earlier, but you're awesome. And yeah, you're great.
Tell us who you were because we really liked you and your garlic fries.
Yeah, even your garlic fries. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve HNH. Ashley's Fate Kills, PHATE Kills. And the 2dorks Twitter, which I'm trying to be a little bit more active on, is 2dorks TV. So follow us there. If you want to tip us, there's a button at the bottom of our Twitch page at 2dorks.net. Just click
money,
it.
Money, money, money.
Click it. Send us some of that cash money. Help us. Help Ashley buy an iPhone X or whatever.
oh my God, it's like $1,500 freaking, like Apple.
Yeah, they're a little nuts. I walked out of this Apple announcement without wanting to buy anything other than the Apple Watch. The Apple Watch actually made itself valuable by adding cellular. Before
that,
things were a little bit wonky. Now I feel like it's justified. It's hit maturity. Because once you can make a call without having to take your phone with you, that's a pretty big deal. Especially if you're a runner or you just want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't want to carry your phone
around.
Or you
forget your phone or your Stephanie.
Yeah, you've probably got your watch and your watch can now do those things, which is huge. Huge. And those I met somebody with those AirPods, the little earbud deals, the wireless ones.
I want them now.
They're pretty awesome now that I've actually met someone using them and they explained them to me. I was like, they look stupid, but man,
they look the future.
They look pretty cool. So all of those things, man, we love you guys. We're coming up on episode 400. If you are a video person who does video, I might want to talk to you because I have questions and I need help with video things. So if you do things,
Eric Webb,
if you have kindness in your heart and you love our show, it would be good to talk to you for something related to a 30-second something. That would be good to have. Thank you.
Ooh,
foreshadowing.
Windows Movie Maker.
That's true. Yeah, I ain't got time for all this stuff myself. That's why I'm trying to outsource. I need some help.
We might hit up Joel.
Maybe. So, man, that's it. Words of wisdom from Kathryn Lee Bates. Is that Kathy Bates? Like, the actress?
I don't know. I thought that when I said it, too.
Might be.
I was going to make a perverted joke, but I'll pass.
Thank you, Eric, for the congrats. You know what I was going to say. 400, episode 400. That's 5 weeks from now.
Coming up. We're so excited.
I'm pumped. Love planted a rose, and the world turned sweet. Thank you, Kathy Bates. We loved you in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, Tawanda! God, dumbest movie. Like, so
Tawanda.
What the hell's Tawanda?
I don't know.
You don't watch the weirdest stuff.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. Bye-bye.